Summer is here. I heard the yays. Yeah, it's okay. Summer is here, and we're all going to fire up the barbecues this weekend, take some time away from the office. And of course, the biggest difference, children are on vacation. After a long year, our children are on a well-deserved break from school. And although school is out, today I would like to talk with you about education, specifically Jewish education. I raise this subject because it is clear that the biggest factor in determining a Jewish future is Jewish education. Sociologists, professors, Federation professionals, and rabbis all agree a stronger Jewish education results in a deeper, more vibrant Jewish life. In the Talmud, there's a poignant story. When the Romans set their plan to destroy Jerusalem, the Roman emperor, Vespasian, encounters his old acquaintance, the great rabbinic sage, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. And perhaps feeling a bit guilty that he's about to reduce the Jewish world to rubble, the emperor assures Yochanan ben Zakkai that if he makes one request, it will be granted. With the massive Roman army set to march against Jerusalem, with the entire Jewish way of life in peril, and with one wish to save Judaism, what does Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai ask for? A school. He asks Vespasian for permission to establish a Jewish school in the nearby city of Yavne. More than the Holy Temple, more than the city of Jerusalem, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai knew a school was most important to determining a Jewish future. And that we're gathered here today demonstrates that Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai chose well. Through centuries of exile, through forced expulsions and persecutions, we survived. We survived, and we even thrived by becoming the people of the book. Without a physical home, our spirits found refuge in the pages of our sacred texts. For the past 2,000 years, the miracle of our survival is in large part due to our emphasis on education. Today is no different. Our ability to sustain Jewish life depends directly on our commitment to Jewish education. And there are positive signs, indications of a bright future. Currently, there are more Jews studying Talmud than at any point in Jewish history. And if you go to your neighborhood Barnes and Noble, the shelves are filled with books devoted to Jewish subjects. You find history, ritual, law, Israel, Bible. There's just everything there that you can imagine. And at universities, at colleges across the country, Jewish studies are thriving. There are departments, multiple courses, full-time faculty, and the classes are filled with students eager to learn. This has to make us feel good. And along with the good, there is the not so good. While much of the Jewish world experiences a renaissance in Jewish learning, the question remains, what about the teenagers. How do we keep teenagers involved in Jewish life and continuing with their Jewish education? In order to address this question, we have to face some difficult realities. Where are we missing the mark? What can we do better? For parents, remember that when talking with your teenager about Jewish education, remember you're the parent. And the job of the parent is not doing what a child wants most, but doing what is best. Can we imagine allowing a child to drop out of school in the 7th or 8th grade? We want our kids to go off to college, to learn as much as possible, to stay in school and to succeed. And we understand that a child with only a 7th or 8th grade understanding of math, of science, or of English has limited possibilities. It's the same Jewishly. In order for our children to mature into contributing members of the Jewish community, we must provide them with an adult understanding of Judaism. And that cannot happen by the 8th grade. Children are not yet ready. As children explore, as teenagers explore the possibility of their life and begin to discover their identity, it happens in those teenage years. As teenagers, children blossom into adults, increasing their ability to feel with their hearts and to think with their heads. At this critical time, can we allow them to stop growing Jewishly? As they learn from the secular world about justice, personal expression, love, and sexuality, shouldn't we ensure that they see what their faith has to say about these issues? Shouldn't we ensure that they see what Judaism has to say about life? But what about soccer practice, dance lessons, and the debate team? There are real conflicts. Jewish education can conflict with extracurricular activities. And this is what I'm going to ask you to consider. Our children may be fine soccer players now, but in 30 years, will they still be playing soccer? In 30 years, do we want them to still be Jewish? Of course, children should develop various areas of interest, sports, the arts, whatever it may be. But why should these interests come at the cost of sacrificing a connection with Judaism? As a 4,000-year-old inheritance, Judaism is a guide through life, a tool of the soul. Let's not allow our children to discard Judaism without knowing all that it offers. The Talmud teaches that the obligations of a parent include teaching a child to swim and providing a Jewish education. By teaching a child how to swim, a parent assures their child's physical survival. By providing a Jewish education, a parent ensures their child's spiritual survival. Until now, I've focused on the parents, asking parents not only to encourage that their teenagers continue their Jewish education, but require it. But that's not enough. Because we, meaning us, the rabbis, the Jewish educators, we need to do better. Many Jewish teen programs fail to capture the interests and imagination of our children. And it's chaval, it's a shame, because we're facing such stiff competition in the era of the iPod, IM, and cell phones. Teenagers are used to getting what they want on demand. The community has a right to demand that we, the synagogues and Jewish communal organizations, that we do better in meeting this challenge. Over the past several years, many Sinai parents have asked me what the synagogue was doing for the teenagers. And each year, while we offered a high school program, deep down, I have to confess, I knew that we could do better. In order to succeed, in order to really impact the lives of our teenagers, a high school program must be engaging, creative, fun, and individualized. The book of Proverbs advises, educate a child according to his own path. Each child is different, with different abilities, concerns, and interests. And this should be our guiding principle in educating children, especially teenagers. It's not enough to simply hope that a teenager discovers the richness of Judaism. We need to show it to them. And in order to do that, we have to do it through their interests, recognizing their concerns while speaking to who they are as people. Only then will our teenagers recognize that Judaism has relevance and value in their lives. And this is our plan. This fall, with the guidance of Danielle Kassin, we are kicking off a brand new program for our teenagers, Sci-Hi. At Sci-Hi, it will be up to the student to choose what they want to explore. And there's going to be everything, from Talmud to yoga. One group may discuss issues in Israel, another may discuss issues in high school. And here's my dream. It's my dream that this fall at Sci-Hi, our teenagers will fill the fourth floor gym, playing basketball, learning a challah recipe, or even learning how to meditate. At Sci-Hi, teenagers will have a place to stretch their bodies and their minds. Sci-Hi will be a place for our teenagers to hang out with each other, and Sci-Hi will provide an opportunity for our teenagers to explore who they are as people and as Jews. Summer is an essential time for kids to be free, to go to camp or a summer program, to explore, or just to be. And this all comes without the pressures of school. Come September, school begins anew with endless potential for growth. this September, as our children engage the sciences, let's remember the soul. Remember our faith. And that a Jewish future is built upon a solid Jewish education. The Mishnah teaches that the Shekhinah, God's Holy Spirit, hovers over two people who together learn Torah. Together, let's work to assure that, like the Mishnah, God's Spirit finds our children together learning the timeless wisdom of our tradition in order to encounter the present and build a bright future. Shabbat Shalom.